Hare Krishna. So it's very exciting to see you all here tonight for the last part of this wonderful Leela. Before I start reading tonight, I would like to share with you a few little pieces of information that I found when I was preparing for these classes. So the first thing that I found very interesting was to understand that Kaliya was very, very, very powerful. He was a Naga, and his wives also were Nagas. So that is a particular category of beings, almost on the level of the Devas. And they are gifted with a certain mystic perfection that they are able to stay whenever they want in a human form as well. So when Kaliya's wives approached Krishna, or when we read that Kaliya folded his hands, this was not actually in a snake form, but in a human form. Another thing that I thought was interesting to share was a conversation between Giriraj Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada, in which Giriraj Maharaj was having a question. He asked about how it was that Krishna could manage to dance on 100 hoods at the same time. And Prabhupada said, "Oh, then you do not understand Krishna. You are trying to understand Krishna from your point of view. Kaliya may have had an unlimited number of hoods, and Krishna can expand himself. That is Krishna. You are thinking of Krishna from your standpoint." Then Giriraj Maharaj said, "So he did that? He expanded himself?" And Prabhupada said, "Oh, yes." Then another devotee said, "But did the residents of Vrindavan see many expansions dancing on Kaliya at the same time?" And Prabhupada graciously said, "They may see only one." And another point was, in the Bhagavatam it states that Kaliya had 100 hoods, and in another verse of the Bhagavatam it refers to 1,000 hoods. So this, the explanation is that Kaliya had 101 main hoods, very tallest of hoods. And then he had so many more of different heights, different sizes, and they were all attacking Krishna at the same time. So not 100 hoods, but 1,000 hoods. And Krishna danced on every one of them. And Krishna's time in the Kaliya lake for this whole pastime was approximately 6 hours. So now let us continue with our pastime. Last night, we heard how Krishna teased Kaliya and then jumped onto the jeweled surface of his hoods to perform an exquisite dance. Try to picture this scene in your mind. In the middle of the lake, Krishna is expertly dancing on Kaliya's multi-hoods in the middle of the lake. And then all around the edge of the water, Krishna has a huge audience of Brajabasis who are watching this performance with great delight. And then up above, in the air surrounding this dance, there was a huge multitude of celestial dancers and singers and musicians, all blissfully accompanying this extraordinary performance. And at the same time, thousands and thousands and thousands of different varieties of flowers were pouring down upon the lake, and it was like a shower of flowers. But amidst this celebration, Kalia is being strongly beaten to remove the pride, the anger, and the stubbornness that have blocked his vision and caused him to commit many offenses. Now, Kalia's wives approach Krishna for the first time. While Kalia was fighting with Krishna, they did not wish to disturb the fight. Actually, they were quite disgusted with their husband's behavior. They even thought, if this atheist is killed by the punishment of the Lord, then let it be. Let him be killed. We will become widows and engage in worshiping the Lord. But when they saw that their husband was recognizing Krishna as that Supreme Lord, and he was taking shelter of Krishna, and also that he was on the verge of death, they felt then an urgent need to save him. When Kalia surrendered, feelings of affection for Krishna arose in his heart. For he realized then that Krishna had trampled out all the poison, and now he became grateful. But now he was lying unconscious as a massive heap of broken coils and smashed hoods, all covered in poison and blood. Although he could no longer serve as a suitable dancing arena for Krishna, still Krishna danced upon him. Kalia's wives felt great distress seeing their husband experiencing so much pain. Part of them was happy because Kalia had now become a gentle devotee of the Lord. But the other part felt enormous pain, seeing that Kalia's entire body had practically been destroyed in the process. And thus they ran towards Krishna, fully convinced that Kalia was about to die at any moment. Their hair and their clothes were all disheveled, and they hastily gathered many items to offer in their hands. They brought fragrant oils, flowers, garlands, incense, costly jewels, and beautiful cloth. And they placed their young children in the front and pushed them forwards towards Krishna, because they hoped to evoke Krishna's compassion. It was as if they were trying to say to Krishna, "My dear Lord, kindly look at these children. How can they survive without their father? Who will protect them? Please, please, consider their future. And please, please, be merciful to them. Please, do not kill our husband." It was never Krishna's intention to kill Kaliya. He simply wanted to purify him. Kaliya's wives understood that. But what was so distressing to them was the fact that even after Kaliya had surrendered and become gentle, Krishna still continued his dance. They wanted to stop him. They said, "My dear Lord, although our husband has contaminated the waters of this lake and has killed so many innocent creatures, please, 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 be kind to him. Please, spare him." As soon as Krishna saw the Nagapatnis coming and offering their obeisances to him, he stopped his divine dance, and whilst still standing on Kaliya's head, he focused his attention upon all of Kaliya's wives. Although Krishna is the master of all, he is so kind that he listens carefully to the words of anyone who approaches him. Actually, his heart was already compassionate towards Kaliya. All his activities had been performed out of that compassion. Thus the Nagapatnis offered their prayers to Krishna as Narayan. In sweet voices, they expressed agreement with the punishment and astonishment when trying to understand how Kaliya had received such incredible mercy. They first decided that it was due to his previous life's pious activities. But then, knowing that Kaliya had never performed any pious activities, they concluded that since Kaliya was simply sinful, Krishna's marking his heads with his lotus feet was purely an exhibition of Krishna's incredible mercy. Then they offered their obeisances in 10 very elaborate prayers with highly philosophical words. They finally expressed their own desire that their husband may be released. When a patient is infected with a deadly disease, no matter how painful it is to cure the disease, it is most welcome. Once the disease is removed and the patient can again be peaceful, then everyone is grateful to the doctor. Kaliya's wives considered Kaliya a diseased patient and Krishna the doctor. But nevertheless, they wanted the doctor to stop dancing. Krishna understood them and he said to them, "I have diagnosed this patient and I find him in need of 7 or 8 more kicks on the head." The Nagapatnis cried, "Oh, oh, but then he will be dead. Oh, we fear your mercy will kill him." Krishna replied, "What does it matter? If he is freed from this ugly snake's body, he will gain a spiritual one." And then they pleaded with Krishna again. They said, "If he dies, we are beautiful young girls and we will become widows, and other snakes will forcibly attack and take us. Oh, since he has become a Vaishnava, he should become the object of your affection." Krishna smiled at them. "Then take your husband, but you must follow my order." They immediately agreed. They said, "Anyone who executes your order is free from fear." Then Krishna got down. Powerful like millions of Garudas, Krishna stood for a few moments looking at Kaliya, who gradually was regaining his vital force and made every effort to fall down like a stick on the ground to offer his obeisances to Krishna. Then placing his beautiful lotus-like hand on Kaliya's head, Krishna sprinkled his body with nectar, and thus he became completely free of all infirmities. Then Kaliya humbly spoke his own prayers, paraphrasing the words of his wives. "I am a snake," he said. "You made snakes poisonous. That is why I poisoned the lake. You put poison in snakes' mouths. By nature, I'm angry. I cannot give up my bad qualities alone. You know everything. Please arrange what you think is proper. Mercy or punishment?" Then Krishna responded by compassionately dissipating his anger and smiling sweetly at Kaliya's wives. He said, "Do not fear. Your sweet appeal has satisfied me. Your pleasing prayers have removed my anger. Now, I request you to take your husband and return to your original abode. Since your husband's heads are now decorated with my lotus footprints, every one of Kaliya's hoods was embedded by the impression of those powerful Krishna's dancing feet." He said, "Now that this mark is on your husband's head, Garuda will feel very blessed to see you. From now on, you need not fear him." And then he turned to Kaliya and said, "O king of snakes, renounce your wicked ways and become saintly. Because the natural activities of snakes are inauspicious for the world, you can remain here no longer. You must immediately leave this place and go to the ocean. Leave without delay, taking with you your offspring, your wives, and everything that you possess. Do not pollute the waters of the Yamuna. Let it be drunk by my cows and cowherd boys without any hindrance. Now that the marks of my feet are impressed on your head, you will be free from all folly and sin. This is the command that I give you. With fear, devotion, and submission, Kaliya said, O Lord, the river Yamuna is the ideal place for your pastimes, and therefore you have rightly punished me for my offense of poisoning her waters. Who could have shown more mercy to me than you? Your dance has decorated my heads with the mark of your feet. So my life is now completely auspicious. O younger brother of Balaram, by your order, I will now return to the Ramanaka island. Due to some misfortune, I offended you. Please forgive me for my offensive behavior. Krishna was pleased with Kaliya and his wives. And due to the Nagapatni's prayers, Kaliya's offenses were removed. And then, thus, Krishna benefited both the victims of violence and the performer of violence. Immediately they all worshipped him with offerings of garments, flowers, garlands, jeweled ornaments, sandalwood pulp, lotus flowers, and edibles. In this way, Kaliya's family pleased the master of Garuda, of whom they were very afraid. And then, obeying his order, they all left the lake. And immediately, the water was transformed into the sweetest nectar. Then Krishna rose up out of the lake and he made his way to the shore on the bank of some serpents who had been given this service. And when he arrived at the shore, wearing divine ornaments, fragrances, beautiful garlands and garments, and covered in fine jewels and decorated with gold, all the inhabitants of Vrindavan were so happy. When Krishna returned to the bank, they saw him again. There was a great tumult of joy. A tumult of joy. Harima! 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 And they all ran to him. Everyone ran to Krishna. The people of Braj were overcome with relief, and they trembled, and they spoke with emotion, and they wept, and their desire to see Krishna, to touch Krishna, was impossible to satisfy. They gazed at him, and they gazed at him, and they gazed at him still. He's back! He's back! Everyone joyfully exclaimed, Krishna is back. Then his friends became overwhelmed with love for him, and he became overwhelmed with love for them. And the boys each hugged Krishna over and over and over again. Their eyes were full of tears, and they could not say anything. Then, honoring them, Krishna made his mother and his father and all their friends stunned with bliss. Mother Yasoda was overcome with love. Everyone melted in love. Then, smiling, Krishna offered his obeisances to Balaram, who was aware of his brother's great power and did not worry at all about him, but he withered with grief, seeing the suffering of the people of Braj. Krishna hugged Balaram for a very long time. Krishna had told Kaliya that this place, this Kaliya Ghat, would now become a special holy place. Anyone who would bathe at Kaliya Ghat or simply remember this pastime would immediately become freed from all sinful reactions. So this is the pastime of Kaliya. But before we complete this evening's offering, I have to admit to you all that yesterday, reading about the Rasa dance, I felt very unsatisfied because reading about Krishna dancing on Kaliya, I felt very unsatisfied. And the reason was because you can't appreciate a dance with your ear. You appreciate a dance like the Devas did, like the Brajavasis did. You appreciate a dance with your eyes. One week before we left to go to Varshana, one night, a very quiet night because everything was closed up in Vrindavan, I went with a couple of devotees to the Jamuna Aarti. And we arrived a little late and the offering of the big ghee lamp was already finished. So we stayed and offered an offering to Jamuna Devi. And then we were just about to return back to the temple when Sri Radharaman Prabhu said to me, "Look, someone is making their own personal offering to Jamuna Devi." So I turned to look. He was pointing. And I saw that there was the sun was setting, so there were like misty layers of grey and pale dark, sort of greyish blue, and pink layers of the sunset in the background. And one lone dancer, without any music or any accompaniment, was dancing a dance to Jamuna Devi on those extended platforms that go out where the Jamuna River once flowed. So we stood and watched that. And it was so profound because I was preparing at home to read and share with you this beautiful dancing pastime. And somehow by Jamuna Devi's mercy, she had brought us there to actually see a dance. I was also thinking how one person's simple but heartfelt offering can affect so many people. So, by some incredible good fortune of Giriraj's mercy, we have with us an opportunity to see that dance and to try to meditate very carefully as you're watching the dance on what it would have been like to actually see Kaliya being danced upon by Krishna in the most wonderful, expert way. So may we conclude this pastime with a prayer. Everyone now should become very prayerful. As long as the sun and the moon remain, your beautiful pastimes will give joy to the minds of your devotees. Oh, abode of compassion, you always bring immediate auspiciousness to the unfortunate. Please, please, please be merciful to me. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.